and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Ephesians, we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 5, and we looked at verse 15 and 16 together. Verse 15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." In other words, use a little bit of sense. Use some spiritual sense that God has given you. Don't walk as a fool. Don't do the things that a foolish person would do, but do the things that God has given you the ability to do. He's given you special ability to walk as a wise person because Jesus Christ has put within you a new spirit. You are a new person, born again in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Verse 16, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." That's the reason we're to redeem the time. The days are evil. But remember, we've been talking about the word time, that there's a certain time, a specific period of time that each one of us is given to be able to do certain things in this life. And especially as we speak, as I speak to a saved person, you have a specific thing that you need to be doing for the Lord. Now, I mentioned one time that, you know, the commission tells us that we're to go out and win souls. And at the same time, we have a window of opportunity. And that window of opportunity is right now. He's given us a window of opportunity to go forth and tell others about Jesus, but that can be done in different ways as well. God may want you to work in a bus route, on a bus route of bringing boys and girls into a local church to let them know about Jesus Christ. And as a result, when these youngsters get saved, that opens the door for individuals, those people working with young people like this, to go into the homes of these youngsters and tell moms and dads about the love of God, the love of God, that He loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into this world to save those who were lost, that they could have everlasting life. We're able to, through the window of opportunity, right then, to tell others about the love of God. So there's more to it than just realizing that we are the ones who have been chosen of God to do certain things. We've been chosen of God for a specific period of time. And I said before that some of us have more time than others. We have a certain window of time. In other words, I may go home to be with the Lord before you, or vice versa. You may go home to be with the Lord before me. But whatever happens in our lives, remember that there is an opportunity, a specific period of time within the life that we have to do certain things. God calls us to serve Him. He doesn't call everyone to be a pastor or a preacher. He doesn't call everyone to be a Sunday school teacher or a deacon in the church. But He calls people to do what He wants them to do. If someone says that I am... If I ask someone, "Why are you doing what you are doing for the Lord?" they would say, possibly, "I'm doing it because I want to." Well, that's a wrong answer. You need to be doing the things that God wants you to do, not because of what you want, but because of what God wants you to do. You see, if you're doing something simply because you want to, you may be missing the window of opportunity of doing what God wants you to do. Now, the unsaved person, I know what God wants you to do, and that is to trust Him, trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Last time I mentioned that just as a saved person has an opportunity, a window of opportunity, in order to have a definite action, it should take place in a certain period of time. And just as a saved person is not promised tomorrow, neither is the unsaved person. And the person who has never trusted Christ as Savior has a definite action that should be completed, that should take place in a certain period of time. The unsaved person should listen to God's word when it comes to time. Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." That means that you have no excuse not to act upon the opportunity, the definite period of time right now, of asking Jesus into your heart. God speaks to every person. He says that if he would be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. In other words, when he went to the cross, he said, if I be lifted up, in other words, if I be sacrificed on the cross of Calvary, I'm going to draw all men unto me. Let them know that they need to be saved. Well, he did go to the cross. So that tells me that he is letting every person in this world know that they need a Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time." There's the word time again. "Behold, now is the day of salvation," the time. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now is the time. This is it. You see, none of us, and I remind you, none of us are promised tomorrow. None of us are promised the next 30 seconds of life. What we are promised is that now is the day of salvation. Instead of you not redeeming the time God has given you, according to Ephesians 5:16, you need to let the one who created this moment in this time, you need to let that person save your soul. Admit you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And the word "all" there in that verse, Romans 3:23, includes you. That means you. Everyone is born into this world as a sinner. And I always have to add this: God does not send babies to hell. When that person is born into this world, they're in a state of innocence. And there comes a time in the life of every person in this world that we call it the age of accountability. In other words, they understand that there's a right and wrong. They understand that there's a heaven and a hell, and that they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to stay out of hell. And the best thing they can understand is that Jesus Christ loved them, and he wants them to serve him, and he wants to see them in heaven one day. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man," that's Adam, "sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, the sin that Adam committed brought the penalty of sin to everyone who would be born after he had sinned. And the penalty for sin is not only physical death. We know that we all die. Adam didn't die physically the day that he sinned. He died spiritually. Every person born into this world is, once they come to the age of accountability, they realize that they are sinners and that there's a penalty for that sin. It's not only physical death, as Adam one day did suffer. It's that of eternal death in the lake of fire. And the lake of fire will be an opportunity. Now listen to what I'm saying. The lake of fire will be an opportunity, a place without time, that knows no end, a place where the soul is continually dying but never ceases to be. Mark chapter 9 and verse 44 says, "Where their worm," and I believe that's referring to the soul, "where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Now, I said that the lake of fire will be an opportunity. Let me say this, that the window of opportunity that I'm speaking of right now is to stay out of the lake of fire. You have that opportunity of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Think of it. Right now, without Jesus Christ as your Savior, your window of opportunity is the lake of fire. If you choose the window of the lake of fire. In other words, your choice, you choose, your choice will last throughout all eternity, never ending. If you choose the window of opportunity to accept Christ as Savior right now, your choice will mean life eternal in heaven, eternal life, never ending. Now, the window to accept Jesus as Savior is right now. At death, when your body dies, when the breath of life leaves your body, the opportunity to accept Christ ends. Your time will be up. No more time to accept Jesus. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus," in other words, admit you believe Jesus, "and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." In other words, you believe that that Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. He gave his life. He died. He was buried, and he resurrected. Everybody knows about Easter. We know that that's the time we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let me say this. The Easter Bunny is not Christ. The Easter Bunny saves no one. The Easter Bunny is a figment of a person's imagination. And might I say this, that when we look to the Easter Bunny more than we look to Jesus Christ, that is of the devil. We need to cast our eyes upon Jesus Christ, not upon the Easter Bunny. We need to realize that Easter is a time of celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." That doesn't mean that you have to go around confessing Jesus Christ to be saved. That means you confess to Jesus. You don't confess to some man who says, "I'm a priest, or that I'm representing Jesus Christ, and you need to confess your sin to me," that you need to confess. That means that Jesus Christ is the only one that you need to confess to. You don't confess to a man. You confess to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior who saves you. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole, the old song says. Jesus Christ is the one who saves. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever," and that's anyone, that's you, "shall call," that means to ask, "anyone who shall call upon the name of the Lord," that's Jesus. When you say, "Jesus, save me," if you call upon the name of the Lord, "shall be saved." Jesus cannot lie. He says, "Whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved." That means that you've had a change of mind, that you realize that you can't save yourself, that you're on your way to a devil's hell. The window of opportunity for you is right now. You don't have the promise of the next breath. Jesus Christ promises you eternal life. The devil promises you eternal death in the lake of fire. And I ask you, which do you prefer, heaven or hell? The lake of fire or heaven? Jesus Christ wants to save everyone, and he wants to save you as you're listening to my voice right now. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ, you need to call upon him right now. "Oh God, save me. I trust Jesus Christ to save me and take me to heaven." If you'll pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, if you're sorry for the sin in your life, that being sorry is not going to save you. Jesus Christ is the one that's going to save you. Admit that you're a sinner and you can't save yourself. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. And one day I'll see you in heaven. Why? Because both of us have eternal life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.